Day 30, Chapter 26, Dharani's. Thereupon Medicine King Bodhisattva rose from his seat, bared his right shoulder, joined his hands together towards the Buddha, and said to him, "World-honored one, how many merits will be given to the good men or women who keep, read, recite, understand, or copy the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma?" The Buddha said to him, "Suppose some good men or women make offerings to 800 billion Nauta Buddhas, that is, as many Buddhas as there are sands in the river Ganges. What do you think of this? Are the merits given to them many or not?" "Very many, world-honored one," the Buddha said. "More merits will be given to the good men or women who keep, read, or recite even a single gathi of four lines of this sutra, understand the meanings of it, or act according to it." Thereupon Medicine King Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, now I will give Dharani spells to the expounder of the Dharma in order to protect him." Then he uttered spells. Ani mani mane mamane shiri shadi te shama shabi ta i sente mukate mukata bi shabi a i shabi so bi shabi sha e a sha e a gini tente shabi tadani abra kya ba sha ha shabi sha ni ne bi te a ben ta ha ne bi te atan da ha re shu de u ku re mu ku re a ra re ha ra re shu ka shi ya sam ba sam bi bo da bi ke da je te da da ma ha ri shi te shu kwa ne ku sha ne ba sha ba sha shu de man ta da ya ya ta Urota, Urota, Goshara, Ashara, Ashaya, Taya, Abaro, Amana, Nataya. He said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, these Dharanis, these divine spells, have already been uttered by 6,200,000,000 Buddhas, that is, as many Buddhas as there are sands in the river Ganges. Those who attack and abuse this teacher of the Dharma should be considered to have attacked and abused those Buddhas." Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha praised Medicine King Bodhisattva, saying, "Excellent, excellent Medicine King, you uttered these Dharanis in order to protect this teacher of the Dharma out of your compassion towards him. You will be able to give many benefits to all living beings." Thereupon Brave and Giving Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, I also will utter Dharanis in order to protect the person who reads, recites, and keeps the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. If he keeps these Dharanis, this teacher of the Dharma will not have his weak points taken advantage of by any Yaska, Rakasa, Putana, Kirta, Kumbanda, or hungry spirit." Then he uttered spells before the Buddha. Zare makasare uki moki are hara hate nere te nere tahe te ichi ni ichi ni shichi ni nere chi ni nere chi hachi. He said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, these Dharanis, these divine spells, have already been uttered by many Buddhas as there are sands in the river Ganges. Those Buddhas uttered them with joy. Those who attack and abuse this teacher of the Dharma should be considered to have attacked and abused those Buddhas." Thereupon Vajravana, heavenly king, the protector of the world, said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, I also will utter Dharanis in order to protect the teacher of the Dharma out of my compassion towards all living beings." Then he uttered the spells. Ari, nari, tanari, anaro, nabi, kanabi. He said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, I will protect this teacher of the Dharma with these divine spells. I also will protect the person who keeps the sutra so that he may have no trouble within 100 yojanas distance." Thereupon, world-holding heavenly king, accompanied by thousands of billions of Nautas of Grand Harvest who were surrounding him respectfully, came to the Buddha, joined his hands together, and said to him, "World-honored one, I also will protect this keeper of the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma with Dharanis, with the divine spells." Then he uttered spells. Akane kyane kuri kendari sandari motogi joguri buroshani achi. He said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, these Dharanis, these divine spells, have already been uttered by 4,200,000,000 Buddhas. Those who attack and abuse this teacher of the Dharma should be considered to have attacked and abused those Buddhas." There are rakasas called Lamba, Vilamba, Crooked Teeth, Flower Teeth, Black Teeth, Many Hairs, Insatiable, Necklace Holding, Kunti, and Plunderer of Energy of All Beings. These 10 rakasas and their attendants came to the Buddha, together with Mother of Devils and her children and attendants. They said to the Buddha simultaneously, World Honored One, we also will protect the person who reads, recites, and keeps the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma, so that he may have no trouble. No one shall take advantage of his weak points of this teacher of the Dharma. Then they uttered spells before the Buddha. Ide bi, ide bin, ide bi, ade bi, ide bi, de bi, de bi, de bi, de bi, de bi, roke, 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 take, 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 toke, toke. They said to the Buddha, anyone may step on our heads, but shall not trouble this teacher of the Dharma. Neither shall any Vyasa, Rakasa, Hungry Spirit, Puttana, Kurta, Vatata, Kumbanda, Umaraga, Asamaraga, Yaska, Kurta, or Human Kurta, neither shall anyone who causes others to suffer from fever for a day, 2 days, or 3 days, or 4 days, or 7 days, or forever, neither shall anyone who takes the shape of a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl, and appears in his dream. Then they sang and got these before the Buddha. Anyone who does not keep our spells, but troubles the expounder of the Dharma, shall have his head split into 7 pieces, just as the branches of the Arjaka tree are split. Anyone who attacks this teacher of the Dharma will receive the same retribution as to be given to the person who kills his parents, or who makes sesame oil without taking out worms from the sesame, or who deceives others by using wrong measures and scales, or by Devadatta who split the Sangha. Having sung these gathas, the Rakasa said to the Buddha, World Honored One, we also will protect the person who keeps, reads, and recites this sutra and acts according to it, so that he may be peaceful, that he may have no trouble, and that poison taken by him may be neutralized. The Buddha said to the Rakasas, excellent, excellent. Your merits will be immeasurable even when you protect the person who keeps only the name of the sutra, the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Needless to say, so will be your merits when you protect the person who keeps the sutra itself and makes to a copy of this sutra hundreds of thousands of offerings, such as flowers, incense, necklaces, powdered incense, incense applicable to the skin, incense to burn, streamers, canopies, music, and various lamps like lamps of butter oil, oil lamps, lamps of perfumed oil, lamps of samanas oil, lamps of kampaka flower oil, lamps of farsika flower oil, lamps of upala flower oil, kunti. You Rakasas and your attendants should protect this teacher of the Dharma. When the Buddha expounded this chapter of Dharanis, 68,000 people obtained the truth of birthlessness. Here ends day 30.